Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
I want to go to Istanbul, where, as we were saying earlier on, the city has been shaken by a 6.2 magnitude earthquake. Journalist David O'Byrne joins me now. David, what have you seen?
Well, we had, as you mentioned, we had a 6.2 earthquake. It was just over an hour ago. It was centred on Silivri, which is about, or in the Sea of Marmara, south of Silivri. That's about 70 kilometres west of Istanbul. As it was offshore, there hasn't been any damage reported in Silivri itself, but we certainly felt it in Istanbul. It was the biggest that I've felt since the huge earthquake of 1999, which left around between 10 and 20,000 people dead east of Istanbul.
Was there a tsunami?
As far as we know, no. There are no reports of any buildings collapsing. The authorities have apparently checked in the areas that were worst affected. There's been no buildings that have come down, and there's no reports of any casualties either. There was a tsunami in 1999 that caused extensive damage to some areas east of Istanbul.
And, of course, Istanbul is a city that sits on both Asia and Europe. Was one side of the city more affected than the other?
Well, as the earthquake was west of Istanbul, I assume it was felt more severely in the west of the city, the European side. The fault line, which has caused the earthquake, is the North Anatolia fault line. That runs through the Sea of Marmara from west to east, south of Istanbul, and it goes all the way across Turkey, almost as far as, as far as Armenia. The section that has moved is west of Istanbul. The big fear is that the section directly south of Istanbul, which has not moved for a long period, may be due for an earthquake of its own.
Of course,
these things are impossible to predict, though.
Absolutely. I was going to say the unanswered question here was, is this an aftershock? Is this the only one? Or is this something that's going to be a harbinger of other things to come?
Well, that's the big fear. The previous earthquakes we've had have been to the east of the city, and this one is to the west. So as far as the seismologists are concerned, the estimate would be, or the guess would, I assume would be, that the area of Istanbul itself is likely to experience something at some period, at some time in the future.
All right. So,
as I said, these things impossible to predict.
No, absolutely impossible to predict, but I would imagine that Istanbul is a very nervous place to be right now. Thank you very much, though, for talking to us from Turkey's major city of Istanbul, David O'Byrne.